This woman decides that she's going to take an old family Bible and mail it to her brother who lives in a different state. So she takes it to the post office, and the postmaster says, looking at the package, "Is there anything breakable in this?" And she said, "Only the Ten Commandments." Now, you and I, well, I won't presume to say you, I'll just say I, have certainly broken a commandment or two along the way in my life and have sought the forgiveness of God. But probably not just one time. Probably not just 77 times. Probably many, many, many times. And I have been fortunate enough to be forgiven by God every time I've asked for forgiveness. Okay, so the challenge is ours. Have we been able to do the same? When someone has come and asked for our forgiveness, do we freely forgive? And do we forgive them completely? Or do we have to keep forgiving them over and over and over and over and over again, but still forgive? Let's face it, how many times have you and I done something stupid and done it many times? How many times have we broken a commandment or sinned in some way and had to come back to confession and say to the Lord, "Lord, I seem to have the same old sins." When somebody comes to confession and says, "I have the same old sins," I always say to them, "Thank God you didn't get any new ones this time." And I mean that, because oftentimes, if we're aware of what we're doing, we can correct it. And we need the grace of God, we need His forgiveness to make that happen. You see, forgiveness should be the habit that we all have. Jesus didn't stop forgiving, and He didn't say to His disciples, "All right, look, you get one sin and that's it." Right? If He did, Peter would have been totally unforgivable. Or any of the other disciples, for that matter. Or any one of us, for that matter. You see, Jesus died on the cross so that our sins would be forgiven. But then He gave us the vehicle of the church because He knew our human nature. He knew how weak we are and how much we would need that forgiveness over and over and over again. Now, that doesn't mean that we should just keep sinning, but it means that if we become people of forgiveness, we may be less likely to sin. We may be individuals who finally are released from the things that lead us to sin, which is usually our own guilt, our own dissatisfaction, our own weakness, because we're able to be strong enough to forgive over and over and over and over and over again. It should be the habit that becomes so much a part of us that it just becomes natural, much like it is when we go to the Lord. We are so blessed, so fortunate, so incredibly filled with God's mercy. How great is that? How great is it to know that you will go from this place today having reflected on the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, having experienced it by receiving communion, having prayed with your brothers and sisters, and realized God's love is without end. God's mercy is without end. God's forgiveness is always. Let it be the thing that you try this week. And do it over and over and over and over again so it becomes the habit, the new habit, the healthy habit that you can share with others. This year, the parish will offer a retreat experience for women to help them understand and celebrate their spirituality as women and how it influences their vocation as a wife, mother, or single person. To tell you more about this upcoming retreat, I'd like to introduce Maria Ruiz.
Good morning. My name is Maria Ruiz, and I'm here today to give you a brief overview of a new ministry at Our Lady of Loreto. But first, we want to thank God for guiding us this past year while we prepared and for all the women the Holy Spirit led to our team. We'd also like to thank Father David for his approval, support, and for giving us time to present this new ministry to you today. This new ministry, Daughters of God's Women's Retreat, is a 3-day, 2-night retreat. We took inspiration from St. John Paul II and his letter to women, written in 1995. In this letter, he speaks about the genius of women. Inspired by his words, we wanted to give women the time, space, and place to recognize their beauty and dignity as women while communicating to them that they are loved by God. We were also inspired by St. Mary Magdalene. Although she was a sinner, she let God's love touch her heart. She was the first to see Jesus' resurrected body, and she continued to spread the good news after his ascension. I am a cradle Catholic, but if I'm going to be honest, during my late teens and early 20s, my philosophy was, I don't need to go to church. I'm a good person. The truth is, I was making bad decisions, and I was truly lost. I was 23 when my father passed away. This changed my life. I began seeking God because my family and my friends reminded me of my faith and of God's great love for me. My life started to change slowly because I was empowered to make better choices and to include God in those choices. My husband attended many retreats before I attended my first. I saw how he changed and the dynamic of our family changed. But now, my new philosophy was, I know God loves me. Why do I need to attend a retreat? In 2013, I finally attended a retreat, and I fell in love with my faith in God a little more and found this amazing support system. I was broken, but I was not alone. I learned to listen and see our Lord in my everyday life. In 2019, when God placed this retreat in my heart, I realized why I fought so hard not to attend in the past. I was afraid. What would God ask of me? Psalm 56, verse 4. When I am afraid, in you I place my trust. We've been asked by so many, do you think this retreat will happen? Our answer is always the same. It is not up to us. The Holy Spirit is in charge, and therefore we keep planning one day at a time. God is seeking you to have a personal relationship with him. He wants you to find him so you can grow in your faith and spirituality. He wants you to share this gift with your family and let them know they are loved by God. He wants you to build community and fellowship so we can all support one another. We need this retreat now more than ever. The women on our team want to serve you. Come join us on this journey to seek God this November from the 20th to the 22nd at the Franciscan Retreat Center in Colorado Springs. We will be outside the church to answer any questions. Thank you for your time, and may God bless you.
Thank you, Maria. Thank you for the invitation. It's a beautiful opportunity for the women of the parish, and we thank you for the invitation, and hopefully many of you will take advantage of it.